Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at step count in patients with lumbar spinal stenosis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 794, recorded September 9th, 2022.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
The purpose of a recent study published in the journal Spine was to develop and test a method for step detection using accelerometer data in patients with lumbar spinal stenosis. There were two objectives to this study. First, to describe a method for step detection from accelerations measured at the wrist, hip, lower back, thigh, and ankle. And second, to assess the accuracy of the method during walking with and without walking aids and during non-walking activities. 30 patients with lumbar spinal stenosis performed a standardized movement protocol that included walking with and without walking aids and performing non-walking activities while wearing accelerometers on 5 different wear sites. After the walking tests, a method was designed for optimal step detection and compared with a gold standard of observed step count. Conclusions found that ankle-worn accelerometer provided the most accurate step count, but wrongly registered steps during non-walking activities. The developed step detection method shows potential as a measure of walking activity, while further development and testing under free living conditions should be performed. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Ken Venturi. "I do not believe you have to be better than everybody else. I believe you have to be better than you ever thought you could be. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.